Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for listening. Anna Steinpass and Clinton Smith this morning. And good morning, Clinton. How are you today?
I am fantastic. We're back. We're back in the saddle. We're ready to roll. I'm very, very happy and humbled to be back. Goodness gracious. Seemed like we haven't talked about, you know, our show and priorities forever. So, but now we're back and we're ready to roll.
Yes, and we will have some reminders this morning. I know that a lot of our listeners already know some of the routines they should follow during the day. But I think we always need reminders to make sure that we stay focused and that will bring us success. In fact, yesterday we were talking, Clinton, and you had huge success recently, and that's why I would like you to share with our listeners, what exactly are you doing to bring your success in your life?
Well, what I'm doing is I was reading a book by Steve Harvey, actually, and he said, sometimes you do get tired. You're just tired of stuff being the same. And so I found an article that, you know, it was out online, and it basically came over my Yahoo feed. And it said, the 9 things that people do differently that are successful. And so I said, So I basically went through it, printed it off, and started reading it. And it said, the very first thing that people who are successful do on a daily basis is they set goals. What is your goal for today? And I sat there and I went, oh, my God. You know, if we all had a goal that we had every day, no matter what it is, it could be, you know, getting up and exercising. It could be, you know, trying to, you know, make a few more dollars, you know, put in a few more hours, you know, work a little bit longer. There's always one goal that you should set every day and keep that goal in sight. And honestly, that was one of the biggest things that I was neglecting, but I said I will never do that again, and that has helped me be successful. Number two, they know what needs to be done. They maintain a daily to-do list. Again, we all sit around and, you know, we say what we want to do, but we don't really focus it, and we don't have a daily to-do list on it. That was another thing that I neglected. Number three is that they don't watch TV. That's huge for a lot of us because we're always watching TV. People who are successful, 67% of them do not watch TV or watch, I should say, 1 day or 1 hour or less a day. And for a lot of individuals, again, for a lot of individuals, that's very, very hard. But successful people, that's what they do. Number four, they read, but not for fun. Anna, as well, you and I, we both read voracious readers when we find stuff. So it's not, you don't have to cultivate a real love, but it's find something that will help you be successful every day. And,
very true.
And number five, they're big into audiobooks. If you're commuting to work, if you're driving, you know, put in an audiobook instead of trying to, you know, instead of on your phone or texting or trying to, you know, do other things in the car. Put in an audiobook and listen as you're driving. Number six, they make a point of going above and beyond at their job. Doing something extra, doing something different. That was another one, another point that was very, very big in my book. Number seven, they're not hoping to win the lottery. They're trying to go out there and they're making effort themselves. I mean, I'm not saying that you can't do that. You can go out and play the lottery every now and then, but on as a regular basis, a lot of poor people try to play the lottery in order to win money. And they say successful people don't do that.
Because they rely on their own success.
Yes, that is correct. That is absolutely correct.
They expect success. So why should we play lottery? That's correct.
That
I'm sorry,
is correct.
I just wanted to add that.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. And number eight, they watch their waistline. They do not overeat. They sit down and watch their waistline. They exercise. They eat healthy. They do things. They maintain a healthy lifestyle. That is, they value health as well as wealth. So they're going to be, they're going to put that first and foremost in their lives. And number nine, they take care of their smiles. They brush their teeth. They floss. They said people who are successful, 62% of them do this. And it's not just because they want, they, it's always about being successful. And part of being a success is first impressions. So they said, you know, they want a healthy smile. They want a healthy lifestyle. You know, and all these things I thought were really, was really, really good and powerful information.
Yes, yes, I agree with you. I mean, the tips you shared with us are very, very useful. For even if any of our listeners would like to implement one or two a day, or just start with one, start with the setting daily goals for today, and then they continue with the rest, that will have huge impact on their success ratio.
That was one of the big reasons, one of the big things that I wasn't doing that I had to put into serious practice. And to let our listeners know, I had just secured a contract, a very large contract, and it wasn't because I just finally sat down and said, you know what, I want to set, this is a goal that I want and I need to go after it. And I took painstaking, and it's not going to be overnight. You have to take steps in order to figure out how you're going to do this. What are you going to do? You know, how, when, why, where? You know, those are the things that I thought these things through. And then it came to pass that I won the contract. So I was like, oh, my goodness. So now I'm hungry. I want to go after another one and another one and another one.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Because once you get that first taste of, you know, high success, you want to do it again, and you want to do it again, and you want to do it some more, and do it some more. And so now I'm hungry. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go after another one, bigger and better. I want to do what has I want to be continued, and what to do have continued success. So that's my, you know, so that's what I want to do today. And I have my list already written out of what I want to do today.
I have a question.
How did you develop this habit?
How did you develop? Because, I mean, you talk about it was not easy. How did you create,
honestly,
like, every day? I mean, just, yes.
Honestly, I got to the point where I said, you know, I looked at myself in the mirror, and this is just being plain honest. I said, you know what? I'm not as successful. I got tired of being tired, and I said, I'm not as successful as I should be. That's how I did it. I finally said, you know what? I could be more successful. I could be doing what I need to do, you know, on a daily basis. Not on a, you know, monthly basis, every 6 months, stuff like that. I said, I could be successful on a daily basis. And that's what happened. And so I looked up and said, you know what? Let's go ahead and do this. And that's what happened. So bottom line is, I was tired of being tired.
Fantastic. That is a great advice. Thank you so much, Clinton. And thank you, listeners, for taking the time this morning to listen to us. We will talk to you next Saturday. Have a great day. Thank you, Clinton.
Thank you.